Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is across from me. He's a superlative co-host. I'm a subpar host of the show. And we would invite you to contact us. You can use the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And our sponsor is the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. And finally, last but not least, you can do as probably Stan has already done, and that is text us. See what he said. Nope, somebody else. Okay. But we are very glad that folks are texting us. You can use 70236. We would just love to hear from you.
Well, maybe we would. If you agree with me, we'd love to hear from you.
And you don't want to hear from anybody with an opposing view?
No, I'm only kidding.
I
yes,
think that
we
goes
do.
Against our mission.
I know. We want to hear all opinions, right or wrong.
All right, so the president has decided that the best way to keep brown-skinned people out of the U.S.
Now, come on.
Is
that
to...
is not the case at all, and you know it.
What?
He wants to keep illegal aliens out of the country. You know what? I get a big kick out of. You know, the Democrats now are screaming they want the Mueller report released, and Jerry Nadler is saying things like no one is above the law. Is that, you know, you agree with that? But apparently illegal immigrants are above the law. We don't want to punish them for their crime. So they're above the law, but the president isn't.
You know, what on earth are you talking about?
I'm talking about closing the southern border, and
that no commerce and people
the
like
immigration,
students.
The illegal immigration issue that we have on the border is becoming a critical mass.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to be done about it, and the politicians are just intent on beating each other over the head to try and get a political advantage instead of solving the
problem.
So
you just want to close the border so all the business, all the avocados, all the...
We'll be out of avocados in three weeks.
I think, though.
Actually, if we never had an avocado, I wouldn't mind.
And yeah, that's same here.
But anyway. Every time I go to a restaurant and they have something with avocados, I say, I'll take it without the avocado, please.
Not a guacamole fan, eh?
Well, I'll eat guacamole on occasion, rare occasion, but I wouldn't put one of those things on my plate and eat it deliberately.
What kind of a paste do you like?
Toothpaste. Okay. I use it all the time.
On your crackers and stuff?
Right.
All right.
It's quite tasty.
Anyway.
But, you know, we talk, everybody's getting so bent out of shape, the president might close the border. It's been done 4 times in this century by American presidents.
No, it has not. Don't even start
it
with
me. It was done by Lyndon Johnson after President Kennedy was assassinated.
Oh, that's the same thing.
It was done by Ronald Reagan when there was turmoil and chaos on the border.
Well, that's the same thing.
Okay, well, it was done by President Bush after 9/11.
Okay.
You know, so, and it was done by his father for a brief period of time. So it's not like it's unprecedented and it's never been done before. And it's not just to keep brown people out. It's to stop the hemorrhaging at the southern border.
Okay,
I mean, if you don't like this, what would you do, Mark? Do you concede there's a problem with thousands and thousands of people showing up every day?
Well, how about this?
Okay.
Why don't we actually take care of our illegal immigration issue? Have we ever considered that?
Well,
now, the House and the Senate
refuse,
but the president says the best way. But I don't see how... Okay, so you have people that are coming across the border, brown-skinned people that you don't want here. You have them
stop
come
that. That's an unfair characterization. I don't care who comes into this country if they do it legally. I don't care if they're brown, black, green, white, yellow, orange.
Okay, so you have people from the three Mexican countries that are coming in here illegally.
And you're just making fun of Fox News for one mistake for their chyron.
Okay, anyway. All right, so you have people from Mexico and other parts of Central America that are coming in the U.S. illegally, okay? So
okay.
We stipulate this
we
is
will
happening.
Stipulate
we
that.
Know it's happening. you close the border crossings, okay? So you close the border. How does that stop somebody who's sneaking in anyway?
I think it makes more people available to go to those areas that don't have sufficient protection. You can shut down the border crossings.
So how is this going to work? Okay, walk me through the steps here. And maybe it's a good idea. I'm not saying that's necessarily a terrible idea.
I think it's a draconian idea, but I don't see what other choice the Democrats have given the president. If they would come to the table and work on this issue and help the Republicans need to do it too. They need
That's
to stop beating
one.
Each other over the head with immigration and solve the problem.
Right. They never will. So
it's the same thing with health care. We don't want to solve it. We want to use it as a political wedge for 2020.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. Joe thinks it's a good idea to close the southern border. I think it will.
No, I think there are few other alternatives at the moment.
Okay. So there's few other alternatives, however you want to characterize your viewpoint. That's what it is. And I think it would solve absolutely nothing. You have people who are sneaking in the country illegally now. They will continue to do so. Just because you've locked the door to people who get in with permission doesn't stop individuals coming into the U.S. So how would this work? Let me finish what I was saying. 1-800-795-9565. However you feel about this, call us now. 1-800-795-9565. All right. So you have... explain what happens. President says, okay, today's the day. Walk us through what occurs.
Well, I think he just shuts down the border. There are gates and fences already there at those crossings. Just put them into place and say nobody's coming across the border. At the checkpoints, at the ports of entry, we would stop allowing people to enter the country.
Okay, so the people drifting in along the U.S. border seeking asylum, the border's closed, right?
The border's closed.
Okay, so
now
if
already we're telling a lot of the people who are showing up claiming that they are in need of asylum that they have to wait in Mexico for the decision to be made. And let's face it, what's been happening is catch and release. They come to the border, they say I want to apply for asylum. The guy who's standing there at the border can't make the determination whether they qualify or not, so they're given a court date, and they're set free in the country, and then they don't show up for the court date. So they're now in our country illegally, and they're not following. Already, they broke two laws. The first one is they came across the border illegally. The second one is they didn't show up for their assigned hearing.
Okay.
And apparently, a large number of people do that. So, what do we do? I mean, is it in our best interest? Would you concede it's in our best interest in this country to know who's coming across our border and what their intent is?
Okay, yes.
You will concede that.
Yes, yeah, that would be fine. But I just don't see how closing the border is going to stop people from doing something that they're doing illegally in the first place. I can see how it would stop, for example, all the U.S. automakers have a plant in Mexico, so those cars would have to wait in Mexico until this issue is resolved. Of course, the avocados, now they have a short shelf life, so they would wait a week or so, and then, of course, they would have to be discarded. You have students who travel across the border who live in Tijuana or other border towns and cross the border in order to attend, Texas schools and so on. They would have to wait until they're permitted through or find temporary housing in the U.S., which might be a violation of their visa.
I don't think it would block international flights.
Okay. Well, yeah, flights would be. Oh, so you think a poor college student's going to take a plane every day back and forth?
Well, what do you think they do? You think there are a lot of kids going to school in Mexico from the United States?
I know there are some. Many might be. You and I wouldn't call it millions, or I don't think it would be millions, but there some do that, so we know that to be true. But what about the idea that there are business people go to Mexico to do legitimate business,
right, well,
not drug trafficking,
way.
But what, other
what,
legitimate
what would the
businesses.
Ultimate goal of closing the border be? It would be to force Mexico to enforce their own tough border restrictions at their southern border to stop these groups of people coming in from the three Mexican countries, as you've called them, from coming across our border.
I'm parroting your source of all good information, Fox News. They call them three Mexican countries.
It was on Sunday morning, and it was a mistake. Somebody typed something in. They meant three
Central American
countries. Right. So, but they put
Mexican
countries.
I think it's funny.
Well, it was funny, let's face it. But, I think the goal would be to force Mexico to do something about that. The president's also stop the funding to those three countries because, I mean, first of all, why would we give them money if they are if their people are being oppressed
well,
and need
fine.
To come
I,
here?
I don't argue that.
Okay.
You
well,
and
I'm glad
I will,
to hear that.
Will stipulate that. We'd love more opinions on this topic. 1-800-795-9565. Could you leave the mouse alone for a minute?
I was trying to do.
Well, you're coming up the works. You're not helping the ball club. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Read that email, and then we're going to take a quick break.
Joe, another Joe, says, Mark, I'm shocked as you referred to brown-skinned persons. Holy cow, Mark, if President Trump said that, I'd wear a helmet and safety glasses, as I'm sure my television would explode.
Yeah, that is the latest reference to what the president is least interested in having in the U.S. We know that he thinks Mexicans are rapists, but not all of the individuals who he feels are rapists are Mexicans. Some are from Honduras and Panama and other areas point south.
He also said he was sure that most of them were good people, but there are some rapists who've come into the country.
No.
Murderers
he says most are
country.
Rapists. A few of them are good people. No, you go back
I'm
and check
sorry.
The archives.
I don't think he said most of them are rapists.
Most are rapists. A few are good people. They're like the white supremacists. They're really fine people, too.
Are a few of them rapists,
that.
Too?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, how about Joe Biden was sniffing women's hair? Now another woman's
coming forward.
Well,
that's another
there.
Topic. I think you can put a fork in Joe Biden. Guess
yeah,
what?
I think he's toast.
He's done. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Please set me straight. Thank you for the email, Joe. Very much appreciated. You set me straight on all of our good references to Central America and Fox's references to the three Mexican countries that the aid will be cut off from. Talk to us about the U.S.-Mexico border. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the U.S. southern border. The president over the weekend said these words, threatening drastic action against Mexico. President Donald Trump declared on Friday he's likely to shut down America's southern border this week unless Mexican authorities immediately halt all illegal immigration. Such a severe move could hit the economies of both countries, but the president emphasized he's not kidding around. It could mean all trade with Mexico, Trump said when questioned by reporters in Florida. We will close it for a long time. Trump's been promising for more than 2 years to build a long, impenetrable wall along the border to stop illegal immigration, though Congress has been reluctant to provide the money he needs in the meantime. He's repeatedly threatened to close the border, but this time, with a new surge of migrants heading north, he gave a definitive timetable. The substantial closure could have an especially heavy impact on cross-border communities from San Diego to South Texas, as well as supermarkets that sell Mexican produce, factories that rely on imported parts, and other businesses across the U.S. Well, I ate some Mexican raspberries over the weekend. I love raspberries. They wouldn't cut off the raspberry supply, would they?
Well, I would cut your supply off, yes.
Just to spite. just to be mean.
You could have my share of raspberries and the other avocados. Mm-hmm. You can have them all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just leave the strawberries alone.
Okay. You like strawberries.
I do, too.
All right.
David says, morning, fellas. I have to paraphrase, for lack of a word, by word script. Mark said at approximately 8:34 a.m., quote, so you close the border because you have people coming in that you don't want in. How do you keep the people put who are sneaking in at the unguarded spots. Thank you, Mark. You just proved it right there. Proved what? That we need a wall, by golly. Walls work, Mark. Walls do certainly work. Signed, David from Fisher's Ferry.
I know you're super busy out there on the farm, and so you haven't been listening as much, but yeah, I've never advocated against the wall. It's. I don't really care as much about immigration as I do Homeland Security. If I had a dirty bomb, I'd just go to Tijuana and walk across an open spot.
Well, now that the president closes the border, you won't walk across.
Well, if you say that will help because the many, many individuals who work for the Border Patrol would be stationed along the border instead of all at these crossings, letting people through one by one.
Honest question. Do you think if the Republicans and the Democrats got together and decided to put this issue outside the realm of the political theater,
and actually did something good for the country?
And tried to work out a common-sense solution that would guarantee the rights of legitimate people who need asylum and people who want a chance to come to this country legally. Do you think if they did that, if they would sit down, do you think they could come to a conclusion?
Negative.
If they took the politics out of it.
No.
But neither side wants to do that.
Right. They would like this. They would like Trump to go away because he's getting everything all stirred up. They enjoy doing nothing, collecting their salaries and keeping their little mirage going that they're trying to help the country. And the very, very, very last thing they will ever do is anything that actually benefits the country.
We are a country of immigrants, and so to say that we want to stop immigration would be insane.
Illegal immigration.
Immigration, right.
You know
we want to stop.
You know what I mean. You don't want people from those three Mexican countries. Than, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in. I know you're going to tell me that both Joe and I are dead wrong.
Well, no, I'm not going to say that because I don't think this is advancing our discussion all that much because Joe doesn't understand that one of the reasons...
Can't hear you, Than.
We don't like
speak up, Than.
What?
I can't hear. Your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, talk a little bit louder, please.
Wow, it shouldn't be breaking up. Is it working
perfect.
Now?
Yep, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Joe doesn't understand, I am sure, that putting up a wall is not going to stop illegal immigration. Probably will stop our economy. It probably will stop people who truly need to come to this country because they're being terrorized in their own countries. That's who it will stop. Joe doesn't understand that, but Joe, in many ways, kind of disappoints me.
Well, you know, Mark agrees about the wall, so you want to throw him in on this, too?
Oh, no, because you're the one who puts your, it would seem, and I'm sure you don't feel this way, it puts your 401k before your grandson. I find that to be very wrong.
How do you explain that?
Because he listens.
How do you explain that? I'm curious about my 401k ahead of my grandson. What's your logic for that statement?
That's the climate.
Well, we were talking climate change a couple of weeks ago, and you basically said you didn't believe in it. The only reason not...
I believe in climate change. I just question how much of it's man-made.
What?
I said, I believe in climate change. It was raining 2 days ago. Today it's sunny.
Yeah, it's that kind of silly statement that says, no, I don't want to talk to Mark. I need to talk to you because, boy, are you misled by your news station. You call it a news station. I call it silliness.
Right. And, of course, you're one of the MSNBC Kool-Aid drinkers, but that's beside the point.
Well, Joe, that's exactly the kind of discussion we need to further our nation, is for you to decide to call me names.
Well, you called me names.
Call you names.
Right. So, in other words, it's okay for you to call me names, but if I defend myself, I'm in the wrong?
Well,
is that the way it is in Thantopia?
I was joking, of course, and also kind of doing what I hear you doing all the time, which is saying, you just did it a little while ago.
Well, you know, Than, if you would discuss my basic premise, which is if the Republicans and the Democrats put this aside as a political issue and stop trying to use it to beat each other over the heads for 2020 and sat down at a table and tried to come up with a common sense solution that, as I said right before you called in, that if that guaranteed the rights of people legitimately seeking asylum and legitimately seeking admission to this country, that we could solve the problem. Now, do you disagree with that? What, how does that make me a bad person? Explain that to me.
It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a person who's misled, because climate change is brought on.
I wasn't talking about climate change, Stan. I was just talking about immigration.
Well, I'm doing what you do. Every time Mark comes up with a good argument, you change the subject. But
he's going to bring up President Obama next year, you'll see.
Oh, yeah.
All right, one of our listeners.
What I think we have to do, Joe, and this is very important, I think, and I don't think we did disagree on this, it would be good to cut down on the amount of opioids that are used in this country. Oh, yeah, that's not Mexico or the Central America. That's our local pharma who are putting way too many drugs into the system. That's who's doing that, not the Mexican. There are terrible things that happen with cartels and crime, and that's true in this country, too. We do need to stop and talk about that. But not listening to the other side isn't going to work. I do, whether Joe believes it or not, try to listen to the other side. I did give up listening to Fox News. I couldn't believe that anybody could make that many honestly purposeful errors after I saw a presidential speech or a characterization by somebody. I knew exactly what they said. Fox News changed it to follow their rules, whatever they are, and I just gave up on them. But I do read newspapers and follow various networks, as you say, as you do. I see it differently, Joe. Doesn't make me stupid either.
Well, one of our writers says, hey, Than, climate has changed for millions of years, long before man was present on the Earth. If not, there would still be dinosaurs and no ice age.
So you truly believe that you're going to go through life thinking there is no climate change because you're smarter than all the science?
That wasn't me, Than. I was reading what one of our writers sent in.
Well, that's what you have said, too.
Now you're blaming me for what other people are saying.
Well, you're both wrong.
Oh, you did say that, Joe.
Thantopia must have some unusual rules.
All right. Come on, Joe.
Now, Joe, I enjoy talking with you very much.
But well, I would enjoy talking to you, too, Than.
I do think that you've got to realize that we are not just stupid people running around trying to ruin our country. We are people who care about our country, Joe.
Well, you're implying that people on the other side don't.
Oh, no. No, what I say is that the people on the other side can be misled. I can be wrong.
So
all kinds of things. But you have to listen to each other without saying things like, you're just full of it. That's not an argument.
I didn't say you were full of it, Than, but there are days you come close to being about three-quarters full of it.
yep.
All right, thank you so much, Than.
And I'm at least half full of it.
No argument there.
Keep talking about it. It's a very important subject. And
okay.
Though I kind of partially joked about it, it is serious.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you so much, Than. Appreciate that. Joe, I'll follow you, walk you through these.
The problem at the border is real simple to fix. The constitutional duty of the president is to protect the border from foreign invaders, so close all ports of entry along the southern border, move military to border and post along all 2,000 miles with guns pointed south, stop all aid to countries propagating this problem, and finally build the wall.
Follow the checks, okay.
Right. And then the wall will stop illegals if the wall is high enough and deep enough.
And finally,
one of our writers says, fentanyl comes across our unsecured border, killing citizens daily. Why doesn't the left want that stopped?
All right. We are talking about the U.S.-Mexico border, the southern border, the U.S. President wants to close it. What's your view on that? Give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. The president says commerce and legal passage be damned. We're going to seal off the country, as Joe has said, during times of crisis. Four other presidents have done it on occasion, and this would be just another opportunity for us to make sure that no illegal individual gets in. I'm not quite sure how somebody who's sneaking in the first place is going to be stopped by a locked door, but Joe says it will work. So we'll be talking about that throughout our show. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, so we invite you to do what I do.
What do you do, Mark?
Say that number out loud and say thank you to Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Nori Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy for being there, being Hometown Pharmacies, offering deliver, super service. Some of them got drug take-back boxes. They all have expertise that you just can't get at the big box. Go to one of the latest consumer reports where it says we've rated local pharmacies, and you will find out what we've known for a while, that independent hometown pharmacies are the absolute number one top-rated way to be super served by a pharmacy. If you'd like to be poorly treated, mal-served, and not receive what you really need, the very bottom of the list is Sam's Club, Walmart, CVS, Target, those kind of pharmacies. Those are the worst. The best are the hometown pharmacies. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Nori Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy.
Does the word shill ring a bell with you?
I'll say anything for money. All right, we'll be back. This is WKOK Sun Mary.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. It is not just any Joe McGranahan. It's the one who doesn't know how to mute his phone over there. He's mayor of Shamokin Dam. He's a Pennsylvania Bar Association Judicial Review Committee member. He's a CSVT Task Force Chair. He's a Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame member. He's a Pennsylvania Emergency Communications Committee member, administrative chairman.
Yes, thank you. That's enough.
So he's a veteran from that group. He's on the executive board of the State Mayor's Association. His wife calls him on time for dinner, and his kids call him Papa. And that's his favorite title, that last one, Papa. Although the dinner one is pretty good, too. He likes that, too.
Right. Call me anything, just don't call me late for dinner, right?
Who said that first?
I don't know.
Find out.
They were a very smart person.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got one caller waiting. Bobby, you're on the mark right ahead. We're going to do news headlines here in a moment, but we'll jump ahead to you since you waited 15 minutes.
That's okay. Okay, good morning, everyone. As far as people coming into this country, of course, my grandparents, my grandfather was born in Germany, and one of our friends in the D.C. area has been here for like 50 years or more, came over and got married and worked here and stayed here. I mean, it's not just, I mean, the president, it's not just one border. I mean, we have a whole country here. So give equal opportunity to other countries and other students from different nations or whatever. And if they're worried about this or that coming in, do like anything else and charge admission.
That's a good idea.
You set all this stuff up, you're going to screen people coming in and out. But, you know, if you're worried about funding or this or that, do like anything else. That's my suggestion to pay the toll to come in.
Right. Good idea. All right. Well, that makes some sense because you're offsetting the costs that are imposed to securing the border and screening people and that kind of thing. All right. Good idea. Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, and we invite you to call. What?
Well, I'm worrying if you're economically depressed, how are you going to afford the fee to get in?
I see some logistical issues with it. Well, the Democrats will come up with some grant money that'll be made available.
I'm sure that's probably what will happen. Olivia Ocasio-Cortez will fund it.
We'll use the way that presidents have always funded anything that needs done in the U.S. They'll add it to the deficit.
Okay.
Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We got two texts waiting to emails waiting and no calls waiting. So call us 1-800-795-9565 and On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Please check them out at sunburymotors.com. Some brief news headlines. A national best-selling Iranian-American author will deliver this year's keynote address at Susquehanna University's commencement. In a news release today, the university says author Azir Nafisi will deliver the address for SU's 161st commencement Wednesday, May 15th. The ceremony starts at 1 o'clock at the James W. Garrett Sports Complex Fieldhouse. An honorary Doctor of Humane Letters degree will be bestowed upon Nafisi as well. The honorary degree will be bestowed upon former University President Dr. L.J. Lemons and his wife Marcia, former Chair of Susquehanna's Board of Trustees Peter Nunn as well. Nafisi is the author of the national bestseller Reading Lolita in a Tehran, a memoir in books. It offers a harrowing portrait of the Islamic Revolution in Iran and how it affected one university professor and her students. We hope to do some good news, but we have to. Penn State's Bo Nickel has become this year's winner of the nationally recognized Hodge Trophy, awarded annually to the nation's top wrestler. Wrestling publication Wind Magazine announced Monday that Nickel had claimed the honor after winning his third NCAA title March 23rd. Nickel went 30-0 with 18 pins, three technical falls, and six major decisions for the Nittany Lions, who won the team title for the eighth time in 9 years with the national meet. Nickel beat out senior teammate Jason Nolf, Anthony Ashnault of Rutgers, and Cornell's Yanani Diomihalis in a vote done by a committee made up of past Hodge winners, media members, and retired college coaches. Nickel was the first on 37 of the 51 ballots, and he also won an online poll of fans. So congratulations to Bo Nickel, National Award. And finally, President Donald Trump's threat to shut down the southern border raised fears Monday of dire economic consequences in the U.S. and an upheaval of daily life in a stretch of the country that relies on the international flow of not just goods and services, but students, families, and workers. Politicians, business leaders, and economists warned that such a move would block incoming shipments of fruit and vegetables, TVs, medical devices, and other products, and cut off people who commute to their jobs or school or come across to go shopping. Let's hope the threat is nothing but a bad April Fool's joke, unquote, said economist Dan Griswold at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University in Virginia. He said Trump's threat would be the height of folly, noting that an average of 15,000 trucks and $1.6 billion in goods cross the border every day. Quote, if trade were interrupted, U.S. producers would suffer crippling disruptions of their supply chains. American families would see prices spike for food and cars, and U.S. exporters would be cut off from their third largest market, unquote.
So who would be hurt worse, the United States or Mexico? I submit to you Mexico would be hurt worse than we would.
Yeah, but why hurt us? Why spite your nose to hurt your face or vice versa?
Spite your nose to hurt your face.
Yeah, I forget how that goes.
I think it's hurt, cut off your nose to spite your
face.
Yeah,
there you go. Thank you. I forget.
It's a mixed metaphor if I ever heard one.
I think it was. All right, 1-800-795-9565. As I said, I do not disfavor building a wall and securing the U.S.-Mexico border in the interest of homeland security, not so much for illegal immigration, because I have a feeling individuals will still find a way to get through, and asylum seekers will continue to flood the border or certainly inundate the border, as they're already doing. We can't seem to find any point along the border where they're not being inundated with either illegal immigrants coming through or individuals seeking asylum. There's no indication that having a wall would stop the asylum seekers. Now, it could have a big impact on individuals
but
coming in the U.S. illegally.
Our Homeland Security Director and President Obama's Homeland Security Director both saying there's a crisis at the border that needs to be addressed.
And Congress does?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, again, the Democrats want to beat the Republicans over the head with it as a political issue in 2020, and the Republicans probably want to do the same thing to the Democrats.
Well, remember when we were arguing about the 5.6 or $7 billion, they would just pull up the Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer comments where they're saying, we need a wall. We need a border, seal the border.
Well, they say that. I mean, that just proves to me it's political hypocrisy.
It's proof.
On both sides.
Right.
On both sides.
We'll take all comers on this. Joe and I are arguing both sides of one issue that a wall is needing. I'm arguing that we do not need to shut down the border and that would cause more harm than good. Joe says we got to do something drastic. What's your view? Is it time for the president to do something drastic? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone.
You got a compliment here.
Get out of here.
One of our texters says, Mark, so you admit there are illegals sneaking across the border, so you're in favor of building the wall. Welcome to the right side of the solution.
Thank you, Stan. You and I agree on far more than we disagree. I guarantee you that. Oh, wait, Peggy, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in. Go right ahead.
Hi, my name's Peggy Shelley, and I favor building the wall because of the drug cartel and possible criminals and also illegal aliens coming who are getting on welfare rolls and Medicaid rolls and not working, okay? When my ancestors came over, as Bobby said, I'm his sister, Bobby Douglas, they came from Germany, and they were hardworking, and they never were on welfare, and they, earned their way in America, so to speak. And my son's in the military, too, so he might, his squadron may be, guarding the border down there. But at the same time, it's keeping the criminals out, the drug cartel, and the illegal aliens that don't want to work and earn their keep in America. So anyway, I am in favor of building the wall.
All right. Well, we'll put you on that side of the category. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
I appreciate that, Peggy, there. 1-800-795-9565. What do we got? Two emails and a text.
Right. One of the emails says, so, Mark, if I understand your question, quote, how will closing the border stop the bad ones from still entering, unquote, I guess the same way stricter gun control for all will stop the bad guys from getting guns. It won't. Gun laws today help stop some, not all. So will the border wall?
Well, it depends. I think common sense changes.
I read that as a question. It's not. It was a statement. So,
okay, well, that's
so
fine.
Will the border wall.
Well, and I think, you know, there's some things that we would do that would take guns away from law-abiding citizens. I'm not in favor of that. I like Senator Toomey's idea of making individuals who are on the no-fly list unable to buy a weapon. I understand that it is not difficult if you're falsely on the no-fly list to get off that list and that your U.S. senator can help you do that. So that's not a bad list to start with. I don't have any problem with that change in gun laws. He also proposed, what was his other proposal? We had a dwelling there for the longest time, and then it got disappeared.
But, you know, the hypocrisy on both sides of this issue is just astounding. And changing the topic slightly for a minute, just as another example of hypocrisy, Jerry Nadler now is arguing for the release of the full Mueller report immediately, wanted it done today.
As he's been arguing,
right. But when the Starr report came out, he was on television, and this was Bill Clinton's special investigator, urging all the reasons why it shouldn't be released in detail, why there had to be redactions, why things had to be taken out of it.
So you're saying one of the political leaders in Washington's a hypocrite?
I'm saying that the hypocrisy down there, if we would stop playing politics and start trying to solve problems, this would be a better country. I think Barack Obama was victimized to some extent by Republicans on that side playing the game, and now Donald Trump's being victimized by the Democrats.
All right, well, then we should send a U.S. congressperson there who will help resolve this issue instead of making it worse.
Well, you know, that how do we stop it from getting worse? Somebody has to stand up and say, I'm not going to be a partisan Democratic congressman or Republican congressman. I'm going to be a United States congressman, and I'm going to work for what's best for the country, not just my district, not just my party. If you said, what comes first to these Congress members and some of our senators, what comes first, the party, the country, or your state or district, I'd love to know the order. And I doubt that they vote that order often.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners sends us a note and says, in fact, the U.S. does charge to come into the U.S. Visa fees are exorbitant. I can't get rid of that. Is there some way I can get rid of that?
Yeah, move it.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't move?
No.
Oh, well.
I can move the page, but not. Oh, there we go. All right. So non-diplomatic and non-official visa applicants must pay the visa application fee. Additionally, some categories of visa applicants must pay issuance pay as well. Visa insurance issuance fees are based on reciprocity, based on what Mexico charges a U.S. citizen for a similar type of fee. If for a non-petition-based application, so sort of a basic worker visa or student visa, $160 is charged, or about 3,300 pesos. Temporary workers pay $190. Applicants for various types of visas who are individuals needed in the U.S. pay $2,200. It's a first-time and renewal case there. Applies to both first-time and renewal cases.
I thought that was if they were going to work for a company that had more than 50 employees in the U.S.
Yeah, I think it is. Yep, that's there. That's part of it.
So that's, what, 46,000 pesos or something like that?
Yep, a fiancé who wants to come into the U.S. pays $240. Let's see, treaty investor, Australian worker. Other fees have different amounts, but they're all just
several. There's a blank entry and detection fee of $500. Is that levied on everyone?
I don't believe so. I think just some individuals. And kids pay $15 to get in the U.S., U.S. dollars.
And a border crossing card, 15 and older, is $160.
So it is not free.
So see what happens. They're also breaking the law. They're not paying for their admission to the country.
Oh, you mean when they seek asylum, they avoid that?
Well, when they sneak across the border, they avoid it.
Okay, right. Gotcha. Well, that's true. Yeah, they avoid everything then. 1-800-795-9565. We're at our first break. We're talking about the U.S.-Mexico border. We have just one text left, so we're more than happy to read that on the radio, and we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about solving the problem of the southern border. U.S. Congress and U.S. Senate say absolutely not. They won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. The last thing they would ever do is solve the issue. One of our texters sends us a note, says, it's my understanding after you meet the health criteria, there is a visa fee. I have a friend who's a health professional, had to pay a fee after passing the health screening. All right, this one starts at the bottom.
I see it.
Oh, right there.
All right. That's a separate one. It says, fentanyl comes across our unsecured border, killing citizens daily. Why doesn't the left want that stopped? I think we read that one earlier. Yep. Another texter says, am I correct on the understanding of the no-fly list that the folks on that list aren't told they're on the list until they try to fly? If so, how do others get their name removed from a list that blacklists them from other activities? That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know those
answers. I don't know the answer to that either.
I don't know that you get any notification when you're on it until you try to fly, but I think you're probably notified when you get your ticket and so on.
It would seem like there should be some method for you to dispute that legally if you think it's an error.
Right, and the government's on your side during that process.
Are they?
Yeah, they help you, and your U.S. senator helps you, and it doesn't take a day or two, but it doesn't take long. We're told. Lance, you, or the Senator Toomey says that.
Okay.
Lance, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Well, one thing that Senator Toomey was right about, and that is, if you are on that list, that all to start with, it was horrific. But then they got things pretty well straightened out, so you are in good shape if you're on it to get off it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, anyway, to say that the folks that come here illegally are not a threat, and this you hear all the time, I mean, they treat us to the equivalent of a five-person mass shooting every single day. If you take the number of murders in Chicago, added to the number of murders in any one year in Baltimore, add to it the number of school children that have been killed in the previous 27 years up until the Florida debacle, that number, and then the number of folks who will have been in any one year killed with those horrid assault rifles, okay? And then a number of people killed in mass shootings. Now, that does overlap there. We roughly have the number of folks, 2,000, that are murdered by people who shouldn't be here. So we got to do something about that, don't you think?
Well, yeah, no one's opposed to it. I think we're at an impasse here. The House and the Senate say absolutely not. They won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. They won't touch the border wall. They won't pay for any increased patrols or anything or other, you know, things that would slow down illegal immigration. And the president is asserting himself. That's his speciality, is taking, you know, being decisive. And as you can tell, he's getting more than a little bit of pushback. He wants to close the border. I don't happen to think that's a good idea, because I think individuals that are coming in the illegally will just find another way, because remember, this is their speciality, coming in contrary to the rules. So if you change the rules, I don't think they're going to say, oh, well, geez, they closed the border. I guess we better go home.
Well,
I don't think that's going to happen.
But what draws them, I feel, as a magnet are those sanctuary cities.
Well, that may be a factor.
True.
Well, don't you think a U.S. national policy related to sanctuary cities would help something? I mean, there are some federal laws that they're breaking, but if there's anything that the U.S. sanctuary cities would tell you that they want, it's a compromise so that they have some flexibility. Well, that's not an unreasonable situation. I mean, that's a good standing point, a starting point for a discussion. But if both the House and the Senate in Washington say no, you know, we're going to dig in our heels. We're going to keep doing our rhetoric, but we won't actually do anything.
But did you see the report that came out the other day that shows that sanctuary cities are not safer? That
what?
The number of people, the number of crimes in those cities is increasing, not decreasing.
Well, that's not ideal. All right, go ahead, Lance.
Okay.
Lance, we'll give you the last word. We got a caller waiting. Go ahead.
Well, the reason why New York is so safe is that that is the nerve center for the crime, you see. That is really where all the control is taking place. And they don't you know, go out there and mug people or anything like that, but it's all there.
Okay.
And this is what our folks are trying to, ISIS is trying to get rid of.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Lance. Appreciate the call. Thank you very
much.
Interesting
comment.
Cindy, you're on the mark. We are talking about the U.S. southern border.
Well, I have no problem closing the border. I think that's what we should do. I recognize there are economic consequences, and that those corporations who chose to outsource those jobs, like the one that makes the little chocolate on the outside, white on the inside cookie, who outsourced their jobs.
What?
Yes, they did. They moved their production.
Nabisco?
They did.
Nabisco?
Yes, they did. Oh. I haven't bought a Nabisco product since, nor will
Even
I.
Even Double Stuff?
I don't know. I know they moved those cookies south of the border. So I'm not going to purchase their product anymore. We have choices. They do it to make more money. And we can respond by choosing not to buy their product, then it won't work for them. But I was listening yesterday to NPR, and they had an interesting program about the issues at the border. And one of the things that one of the commentators pointed out was there's a two-year backlog in immigration court. 2 years. So these people who are coming up and demanding asylum, 2 years till their case is heard. And how has this happened? In large part because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered that every 6 months, any person held by immigration is entitled to another hearing about whether or not they should be held, which just created this huge backlog of cases and has slowed the cases that are in the process. So I have a proposal that we buy some card tables. We change the law. We buy some card tables and some folding chairs, and we make instant courts there at the border where these people are coming, and we decide their cases kind of like Fast Pass at Disney World.
That's a good idea, but has their decision of the Ninth Circuit been appealed to the full Supreme Court?
I don't know, Joe. I was just reading about this online, that every 6 months they have to all get, every one of them is entitled to yet another hearing. And, of course, what is the scheme of this? This is just like the death penalty, that the people who oppose the death penalty have created such an appeals process that it takes you 20, 25 years to execute someone. I mean, they have come up with every objection known to man. Now, Mark, I know, is passionately against the death penalty, and so they have created his side of the argument, has created this almost impenetrable wall through which you have to go. And, of course, on top of that, they have created this enormous cost about it. And this is the same game being played with the people dealing with immigration, particularly illegal immigration, is to create such an impasse to bring this whole system to a screeching halt, which is why I say that what Congress should do is that they should respond by putting in a fast lane. Step up, what's your story, you're staying or you're going? Because the truth is, 80% of the people who come here claiming, you know, that their world is falling apart and they deserve asylum here, they don't qualify. By the time they finally make it through the process, they are sent home. And that is what we should do in a far more expeditious fashion. That would stop this behavior. Because when you look at the winning and the losing, who's winning right now? Well, the illegal immigrants are. They either sneak into the country and live here, break all our laws, and do so almost with impunity. We now have, as Joe pointed out, areas where you can go live and break laws ad nauseum, and they will actually protect you from the consequences of your behavior.
Well, in a sanctuary city, you are punishable by the local laws if you break a local law. Now, granted, just by being there, you're breaking a law, but not a local law. But you are jailed, and people do suffer the consequences in the local jurisdictions, but they don't, you know, when you're done, they will take an individual who's in the U.S. illegally, they serve some jail time, and then when you are finished, they open the jail door and away you go back into the city.
Right.
So there's definitely irony there.
If we caught Ted Bundy here for a parking ticket, right? Ted Bundy, ladies and gentlemen, was a mass murderer. If we caught Ted Bundy here in Shamokin Dam with a stop at a red light, right, and we have him, even though there are all these outstanding warrants about him murdering, I believe, up to 50 people, we should just let him go because we're a sanctuary. We believe in, you know, he's only paid his fine for running that red light and that's it. You know, that's the absurdity of this discussion. And we've seen the adverse consequences of illegal immigration even in our area. It disappoints me that so little is said about the young woman from Milton who was slaughtered by an illegal immigrant. Totally innocent woman. He broke into her home and he hacked her to death, stabbing her 30 or 40 times, bent the knives without any provocation on earth. But we're going to defend people who are here illegally. That's just ridiculous.
All right, we got you, Cindy. Thank you so much.
Good points.
Yep, thanks for calling. 1-800-795-9565. We got open phones, two texts. We'll take another quickie break. When we return, we'd love to hear from you. We're talking about the U.S.-Mexico border. Should we seal it off? Cindy says yes. And Lance before her said yes because individuals who are in the U.S. illegally commit the equivalent of a 5-victim mass shooting every day, right, in terms of homicides, if I gather that correctly. What's your view on this? The president says shut her down, talking about the U.S. border. I say don't because of the economic consequences. Go ahead and build the wall if that's your prerogative, but we'd love your opinion. Should we shut her down or not? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. Lance and Than are going to have a beard measuring contest. Than sends in a note and says these words.
Do you guys check Lance's so-called facts? They're hard to find.
All right, Lance doesn't use the internet, so Lance, call us with some attribution to your good total. We'd love to hear that so we can check it out. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Paul, you've been a patient waitee. I hope you have a waitee comment. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Heavens forbid.
Your program reminds me of a sporting event where the score is tie. 0-0. And the only way you can break the tie is by a thing called sudden death.
Jeez.
Sudden death in life leads to war. And when war leads to fighting each other, we lose not only mankind, but we lose economy. We lose everything. So if you read the paper today, you will find that in Warsaw, the Catholics are burning books, which is what Hitler did during his reign. He took all the books that he thought that would go against his policy, he burned them.
What? And
he did. Because if you look at history, you'll see that he took the books out of history and he burned them because he didn't want anybody to compete against his way of thinking.
Hmm.
So that, it, my gentlemen, leads me to believe that you were not going to settle anything with an argument. Because in an argument, it ends up in a fight, and after it ends in a fight, then somebody's going to get killed.
Whoa. Oh.
Paul, are you feeling well today?
That's beyond unanswerable.
Doesn't necessarily resolve that an argument leads to war and fight and death. I mean, Mark and I have these arguments every day for 10 years, and nobody's dead.
I know, but do you remember Bob Uecker? He was the guy that advertised Miller's Light beer, and he sat one side of the stadium, and he said, you know, it's less filling. And then the other guy says, oh, no, it tastes great, less filling. And they got the people arguing against themselves, and that's what we are doing. We are fighting against ourselves and not agreeing on anything.
Right.
And how are you going to see the future if you can't take care of the past?
Well, Paul, you're actually advocating some sort of a utopian society where one all-knowing, all-prescient human being or semi-God determines what's right and we all do it.
Everybody has
opinions.
That's not what I'm indicating. What I'm indicating is you're taking away man's ability to think the way he wants to think and not the way that he is taught to think or how to think.
All right, we got you, brother. Thank you so much for calling
in. But we have to move along.
Get out and get some more good photography in Nori. I missed that on Facebook. All right, we got one call coming in, but we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. And bottom line, we're going to be sending a new U.S. congressman to Washington, D.C. We would hope that he would be able to actually affect some positive change as it comes to immigration. So, to be continued. It's a national issue. Who have the least amount of seniority of anybody down there. I want to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummelsworth. Find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do as I do. Go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they specialize in all types of service on all types of vehicles. State inspections. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They'll make sure that your tires last longer, have less temperature change between the seasons, and stay cooler in the summer. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln car to your precise specifications. They sell those brands of vehicles. They're also a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They are a master towing service as well, and they would just love to talk to you at the Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motors. 1-800-795-9565. Talking Sanctuary Cities. Chris is on the line. Good morning, sir. Go right ahead.
Oh, well, I didn't quite follow She Who Must Not Be Named's point there about Ted Bundy and parking tickets. Certainly.
Well, that was in response to my remark that individuals who commit a crime in a city, she said that you can commit a robbery, for example, a robbery, that's my example, and you won't suffer the consequences. But the fact is, municipally, they do arrest people for breaking the municipal laws. They jail them as such, but then you do get out of jail.
Robbery and murder and serial killing, too. Right.
Right. So you could be jailed for life in the U.S. rather than exported.
Yes.
Or
so
deported.
I don't know what her complaint was. I think it was Son of Sam they caught with a parking ticket.
Well, there is individuals who've been custody in the U.S. There have been individuals in custody in the U.S. and are released, and they're illegal immigrants, and then they go on to commit heinous crimes.
Yeah. Well, you're going to commit it to the. So if you're an illegal immigrant, then you're suspected of being. You should be treated like you're a mass murderer right away. That's what she seems to be saying.
Well, you should. Be treated like you've broken a national law is what she's saying, and deported, not exported.
Police don't really want to do that.
Well, there used to be a dilemma with it. I think sanctuary cities may have grown out of the fact that the ICE was not interested in dealing with it. So, example, local police would call ICE and they'd say, well, we don't have any interest in or money to house them or deport them, so let them go. But those days are over. But now there's other reasons. You know, you have big communities of individuals who are from different countries, and in these enclaves, they definitely don't want to cause disruptions. They want to make sure that they keep allies with everybody in the town. So they don't deport some of the people who are there illegally, you know, and then let others in.
All right. Chris, let me ask you a question.
And I'm not sure it's not Trump, by the way, Joe, who's the one using it for political issues.
I think they all started his
election that way, didn't he?
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Is the president above the law?
Is the president above the law?
Right.
Many laws, yes, apparently.
Should he be held accountable? I'm asking you as a person.
Only through impeachment and the rule of judges, which he's trying to stack in his favor.
Well, then aren't illegal immigrants also not above the law?
I didn't say the president was above the law.
Well, I'm asking you if illegal immigrants are above the law. You know, we're supposed to be a nation of laws. We have laws.
And the federal government has them. They deport them, right?
No, they're not allowed to out of sanctuary cities.
What laws are they? What laws are they evading?
They're evading laws about entering this country legally.
Okay, one law, right?
Well, suppose the president only broke one law. I rob a bank. I only broke one law.
Yes, and if you speed, you only broke one law.
Right, and I pay a penalty.
Are you in jail?
No, but I pay a penalty for it if I'm caught.
If you're caught.
But the thing is, there's nobody setting up a sanctuary city for me as a speeding, a miscreant to safely reside there and speed outside the city if I want to.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Sanctuary cities are...
So you should be checked for speeding every time you're getting your car, and people in town should be, every time they go outside their house, they should be checked for their identity papers and make sure they're legal. Right?
Well, every time a police officer stops me because I'm speeding, he asks to see my driver's license. If I refuse to show it to him, I'm in trouble.
Yes. I would think that would be true, too.
So, I'm asked for my papers all the time. When I go to vote, they want to see my registration card.
That's why they don't vote, despite what you Republicans always claim.
Yeah, but you're missing the point, Chris. Are we a nation of laws or aren't we? And if we have laws and they're not...
We're a nation of laws, more or less, and a lot of people elude them successfully every day, and sometimes they aren't even enforced. That's common in all sorts of areas.
So what laws aren't enforced?
Go look at the law book and you'll find out, I guess.
Well, we have laws that aren't enforced in sanctuary cities because they don't want them enforced.
They have you can only have one sign in front of your business in Lewisburg, and every 20 years they have to try to enforce it when they haven't enforced it for 15 or 18 years.
Well,
but it's the law in the book all the time.
Another minute, Chris, and then we got callers waiting. Go ahead.
You shouldn't get involved in the trivia. The point is, I think Democrats have given a lot of money to border enforcement. They've done all sorts of things for it. And they just gave $1.6 million or $3 billion in the last budget. So I don't think, and what has he done with it? Does anybody know?
Yeah, he's built a 30-foot section of wall.
Not with that money. It was specifically prohibited from building the wall.
The Democrats have done a lot.
We were talking about that the Democrats supposedly were against. It was for greater enforcement at the crossings where most of the fentanyl comes across.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much.
And the wall will stop that.
Joe.
The wall will stop that, Chris. Use yours.
All right, both of you two, stop it. Harry, go right ahead. You're on the mark. Last caller before a quick break.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, it's amazing to me how we can't take the most basic concept and apply it here. If you go down, and let's just say Pelosi and Schumer, we'll use them as examples because they're two of the leading brain dead people in Washington, which is filled with them. If you go to their house and you're not invited, and you climb over their wall or through their gate and you go in their front door and you sit without being invited, they're going to have you arrested for trespass. They're not going to welcome you in and give you all kinds of hosannas that welcome to our country. You take the enforcement of these laws, and people have a misconception about laws not being enforced. Laws get enforced because somebody gets caught breaking them. If you do something illegal and nobody sees you doing it, you're not caught. That doesn't mean the law wasn't enforced. It means that there wasn't anybody there to see you do it. Now, I know that's kind of a play on words, but the fact of the matter is, if you're caught, you should be punished. And these sanctuary cities are a joke because they're taking people who are performing an illegal act and not punishing them and then wondering why the crime rate goes up. I mean, here's somebody who already has a blatant disregard for law, and you're thinking, oh, well, now they'll behave because we didn't put them in jail for this one. I mean, you know, there is no lack. I can't believe we have this many people in charge, because we don't have elected leaders, we have elected officials. I can't believe we have this many people in charge with single-digit IQs who are unable to come up with any kind of viable plan to stem a tide of illegal activity. It just is incredible.
Great point.
Well, thank you so much, Harry. And one thing's for sure, there's no hope, and none of this will change. So that's the good news.
Unfortunately, that's true, because it's not... It's got to be in a political interest for somebody to change it. It doesn't have to be in a national interest. And that's why I say we don't have elected leaders, we have elected officials. It's in a political agenda, period. Everything. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I know Chris blames every ill in the world on every Republican, but the fact of the matter is, it's everybody who is guilty of this.
I agree completely. Yep.
Well, now Chris is going to call back because you spoke for him, and guess what?
Now the brain.
Well,
I don't
really care. In the grand scheme of things, if I ever worry about what Chris's opinion of me is, I hope somebody just puts me to sleep.
I liked your assertion
nice.
That they're brain dead people in Washington. I had a vision of zombies roaming through the Washington corridors of power, consuming the brains of our elected officials.
Something's happened.
Well,
the vortex sucks it out.
Yeah. They would go hungry if they were trying.
We're going to use that in a promo.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thanks so much, Harry. Appreciate that. All right, Bobby, stand by for your last minute of fame. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome. The microphone's on, buddy.
I'm sorry. Well, you answered, said something to me, then turned the mics on.
Bobby, you get a minute of fame. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. You know, as far as Joe saying about, you know, we are a nation of laws, and me, you know, being a taxpayer, and I was caught for a speeding ticket, and I paid my fine, and I was summoned as a juror, and of course, this being a commonwealth, and that there are certain procedures that the states don't have. So there are procedures that are done. Of course, Joe being the mayor of, you know, of Shamokin Dam versus the city of Sunbury versus the borough of whatever. So, I mean, you know, depending on where you're at and when what line is crossed, there are laws.
All right. Yeah, excellent point. Super. All right. Thank you, Bobby. Chris, you get a minute of fame. Now you get a minute.
I wish they'd enforce the laws better on bankers and Wall Street people, too. And I also think that when it comes to the immigration laws, it's one thing who comes in illegally. It's also another who asks for asylum. And Trump administration has been breaking laws on how they handle asylum cases.
How?
So they've definitely been breaking it. They've corrected a thing or two, but still they aren't doing it the way it was supposed to do. And if they really wanted to solve a problem, instead of sending troops down to the border when the caravan showed up, they should have sent piles of lawyers and judges down and gotten them all solved quickly, which I think people on the left were for.
So how are they breaking the law?
You're supposed to be able to come any place and ask for asylum, and you're supposed to be admitted into the system.
I thought it was ports of entry only.
No. That's one they made up, and then they started closing ports of entry when people show up, and then they only were taking 5 people a day when there were hundreds out there waiting.
So how many do you think they should take? We should gear the whole government up to...
The law doesn't distinguish between a large crowd and a small one on that, Joe.
So it doesn't say how many... doesn't say
treating it any differently.
Is there any situation in the law that says they have to be expedited and done in one day or 1 hour?
No, but that would have been the sensible thing to do, because then you wouldn't have these pile-ups. And you even were talking about that. That was early in the program, I believe.
So how much money should we spend on that?
They should do them quickly. That was a good idea, whosever it was. I thought maybe it was yours, but maybe I'm giving you too much credit.
Yeah, you must be, because I don't think there's any requirement that the government speed people through this process or that they delay it. There's nothing in the law that specifies a timeline, except the Ninth Circuit saying every 6 months you have to have a review.
Well, then you have to follow the rules if you don't.
Right, but the overwhelming majority of these people, Chris, don't eventually qualify for asylum.
Games with it.
Right, but Chris, the overwhelming majority don't qualify for asylum when all said and done.
Right. Well, why don't you say it and done faster than people find out that 80% shouldn't be showing up? Wonderful.
They already know that, Chris. They already know that. It's been published widely.
You wanted problem solved. I gave you a way to solve it, and you're arguing against it. Joe.
No, I'm not.
Joe, what is wrong with you, Joe? Get over it, Joe.
Okay.
All right, we got you, Chris.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Who was that who didn't care about my opinion?
Harry.
Does his last name start with a P?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Oh, it does. I wrote a letter about a Harry P. I don't know. Never knew whether it was the same guy who calls into the show or not.
Well, we don't know either. There's a lot of people named Harry, and a lot of people with names start with P.
Doesn't matter. Our goal is not to meet him.
Sometimes I don't care whether he disagrees with me. He's an intelligent caller.
Thank you, Chris. We got to read a quick email here. Go right ahead.
All right. Just get it over with and make it official and change the name of the show to On the Chris.
Appreciate that. Another letter says, once again, I can't help but wonder, what on earth are the Christians thinking? Perhaps the answer is, they aren't. Perhaps all of us should reread the Sermon on the Mount, especially those who claim to be his followers, says Margaret.
Nobody brought religion into this discussion at all until that.
Well, that's right. That's precisely her point. Why should we claim we're Christians when individuals who are the least of us, we're ignoring them? This is WDKO, okay, Sunbury.